I feel stronger now, LaSalle said to Tonti, who sat in a chair near his bed. Tonti was the son of a Neapolitan financier who was LaSalle's closest friend and advisor. Formerly a French soldier until the untimely loss of his hand to a grenade, he was now fitted with a crude iron device where his hand had been. LaSalle was still far from healthy. He was worried if the expedition did not sail soon, it might never make it off the island. Spanish buccaneers had already captured Saint-Francois, the expedition's 30-ton ketch assigned to carry fresh meat and vegetables for the colony. In addition, the French sailors had spent most of the last 2 months in Haiti drunk and disorderly. To compound the troubles, the settlers who were tasked with forging a colony in the New World were at odds with the sailors. Of the more than 300 who had left La Rochelle, sickness and desertion had taken a third. And then there was the festering revolt by the captains. Word had leaked back to LaSalle about the frequent meetings between them, and he feared the worst.
"We must sail in the morning," LaSalle murmured weakly. "We cannot wait another day."
"My friend," Tonti said, "if that is your desire, I will alert Captain Beaujeu." Leaving the house in Port-au-Prince, Tonti descended the hill to the port. A stiff wind was blowing from the north, and the temperature, which usually hovered near 90 degrees, had dropped into the low 60s. Rounding a curve in the cobblestone street, Tonti stared at the three remaining ships anchored in the bay. The Joly was farthest to sea. The Belle, a small frigate mounting 6 guns, was closer to shore. The 300-ton storeship, L'Aimable, lay just off the docks at anchor. As the sun slipped behind the clouds, the water in the bay turned a midnight black. Tonti continued to the dock. Once there, he boarded one of L'Aimable's launches for the short ride out to the vessel. Captain Aigron had been alerted by the lookout that Tonti was on his way out. Defiantly, instead of leaving his cabin to stand on the deck as a show of respect, he remained below until Tonti was let down. Though not particularly large, the captain's cabin was fitted in a splendor not seen in the rest of the ship. Several brass whale oil lamps were mounted on swivels that rocked with the ship. One lamp was placed near the berth, another near the table where Aigron sat, the last near an angled shelf mounted to the wall where the navigation charts were kept.